Blog Talk Radio.
I want y'all to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
I am grateful for
the things that you have done. Look at them and tell them, yes, I'm grateful.
The
victory that we've won. Tell them I could go on and on. About your works.
About your works.
Because I'm grateful.
Because I'm grateful, grateful, so grateful, just
praise you, Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
Grateful.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Grateful. How many of us are grateful this morning?
Amen.
Grateful. You know, God blesses us so many times, and we don't watch it. We get complacent, you know. We get so comfortable, but I don't want to never get too comfortable to when I can't realize it. I'm grateful for what He has done for us, what He's done for me, what He's done for you. I'm grateful. When I look upon a day I've never seen before, you know, never seen before. I'm waking up and I'm able to have the activity of my limbs. I'm grateful. I'm in my right mind to say, thank you, Jesus, for what you have done for me already, how you made a way already when I so decided to make Jesus my choice. Though I became number one on the adversary list to be buffeted, to be tried, to be rebuked and scorned, but God made a way. I'm grateful.
Yes,
I'm grateful. I'm thankful. No matter what situation God allows you to be in, He don't let you be in it by yourself. Though he does you like He even tells you to do Himself. Try me. Prove me that see that I am, that I am. Praise the Lord. Beautiful, beautiful today. And when He tried us, we shall come through as could because our faith is in Him. Oh, hallelujah. Our hope, thank you, Jesus, is in Him. And when we stay focused on Him, He gives us strength. Be able to go through, and that's how, and we'll see in our lesson today that that's how your eyes can be opened spiritually. Sometimes see people say they can't believe certain things until they see it. But blessed are they, just because God said it. You know, just because God speaks something, just because God gives you a thought in the midst of your trouble, your trial, your tribulation, He works it out. We thank God. As we say a prayer in the name of Jesus, Father God, we come with thanksgiving upon our hearts. Truly, we're so thankful for your goodness, for your mercy, for your grace shown towards us. Oh, Father God, we count it as a privilege, even as a blessing that you would allow us to assemble together, that you would allow us to reason in your word. You would allow us, Father God, to be in attendance with you and with your word that so fixes things for us, that gives us instructions, that gives us guidance, that gives us assurance, that gives us blessings, Father God, that help us walk this walk, put us in remembrance of what you have done. You'll do again, Father God, and the lessons you have taught, Father God, you'll put us in remembrance of those lessons, Father God, that gives us strength to help us know that we can do all things through Christ, Father, that gives us the strength and the ability to be able to stand. So with this, we say we love you. We thank you, Father God. Bless whom you will, set free whom you will. Of understanding to whom you will, Father God, and answer the unasked questions, Father. Oh, Father God, and bless us most of all to be pleasing in that sight. It is in Jesus' name we can pray. Thank God. Amen. Yes, praise the Lord. We're still blessing us day in, day out, day by day. Give us the understanding. The understanding, and that's what we need to be able to understand. Hallelujah. Even though we see before us that you could be in attendance, but if you don't pray for the Lord, understanding the adversary will get in there and mess with your understanding that so you can see things unfold before you, as the disciples were witnessing. Oh, and those among were witnessing, yet they did not quite get it. he had to ask them over here in Mark, the 8th chapter, how he performed miracles and he even changed up the miracles in the way he usually do them. After he fed, after he told them, he reminded them when he break bread with the 5 loaves among 5,000. And he asked them a question, how many baskets full of fragments that were taken up? And then he said, when the 7 among 4,000, how many baskets of fragments was taken up? Oh, he asked him that for a reason, and he said unto them, how is it that you do not understand? Oh, hallelujah. How is it that you do not understand? It's a good thing to ask yourself a question. All that God is doing, how is it that men don't understand? Why? Because of spiritual blindness. Hallelujah. Spiritual blindness. Mark the 8th chapter, the 22nd verse, as we start, and he cometh to Bethsaida. They bring a blind man unto him and besought him to touch him. Hallelujah. To touch him. We ever ask God to look upon our situation and touch it. Here's a blind man brought to Christ by his friends. It appeared the faith of those that brought him. Those that are spiritually blind do not pray for themselves. Yet their friends and relationships pray for them that Christ would be pleased to touch them. And he took the blind man by the hand, led him out of the town, and when he had spit on his eye, hand upon him, he asked him if he saw aught. Oh, hallelujah. And he looked up and said, I see men as trees walking. Hallelujah. See, Lord, times past done miracles a certain way, but this time he's allowing these miracles to be done in part with this blind man here. See, if we look at, hallelujah, if we cross-reference this thing and look at Matthew, the 9th chapter, the 27th verse, when Jesus departed, then two blind men followed him, crying and saying, thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was coming to the house, blind men came to the house, and Jesus said unto them, believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. And their eyes were open, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, see that tell. See that no man know it. Keep it to yourself. Because it was for a reason that he did it that way. And he charged him not to tell anyone. See, that was immediate healing on that hand. And he didn't want to be able to tell anyone because he wanted to still be able to get in and get out and move amongst the crowd without so much of the crowd, you know, because he had a work and he didn't need anything hinder him from getting in and getting out. And also, at the same time, he's working and watching the leaven of the Pharisees, the scribes, things that would hinder him. And how many off time, sometimes we have to be watched as blind in a situation that God may do a work in the name of Jesus. Sometimes we all understand what he's doing, but when we pray, God gives understanding. When we humble ourselves and remove ourselves from the situation, God can do a work. See, because we don't know, we only know part of his ways, but God knows the beginning, the middle, and the end. All of that understanding. But as more as we learn of him, the more he can remove things that we were blind in, that we may see. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the more we learn of him, the more we can help do his work. But in this instance, back here in Mark 8, he cometh to Bethsaida, and they bring a blind man. Hallelujah, to him and to call him, to touch him. Hallelujah, to touch him, to touch him. Thank you, Jesus. To touch him, to touch him. How many times should we go to God and ask him to touch our situation, touch our blindness, touch what we cannot see? And he took him, the blind man, by the hand, led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes and put his hands upon him, he asked him if he saw all, and he looked up and said, I see men as trees walking. After that, he put his hands upon, thank you, Jesus, again upon his eyes and made him look up, and he was restored and saw clearly, saw every man clearly. Hallelujah. And he sent him away to the house, saying, neither go into the town nor tell it to any. I need you to not say anything right now. Jesus went out and his disciples in the town of Caesarea Philippi. And by the way, he asked his disciples, saying unto them, do men say that I am? Hallelujah. They asked, and they answered, praise the Lord. They answered, John the Baptist. But some say Elias, and others one of the prophets. And he said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? Peter answered, said unto him, thou art the Christ. And he charged them that they should tell no man of him. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I like to ask this question. Who is Jesus? What has he been to you? How many times have we overlooked Jesus? Whom? Can we get personal? Who do men say that I am? A question is asked. These things that are written, and we may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. These miracles that were done, oh, hallelujah. Our Lord assured us that he was not conquered, but he came to be a conqueror. Hallelujah. Though he came humble, though he came in as a lamb, but Jesus, hallelujah, the Son of God, came in humble, that he may regenerate the poor, the outcast, oh, those that the ones that was just it's like himself despised, rejected, you know, hallelujah. But he came in humbled to conquer what we could not conquer. But at all this, have I done all this? Who do men say that I am? Who do your friends say that you are? Who the accusers say that you are? Who people that are around you? Who do they say? What witness are we giving to the world? You know? Are we guilty of being, you know, loving the Lord? Are we guilty of being holy? Are we guilty of a witness for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Are we guilty of letting our light shine? Are we guilty of that? Whom do men say that I am? And they answer, John the Baptist. But some say Elias, and others one of the prophets. And he said to them, but who say ye that I am? I heard you testify what they say, but to the Christian, but who say ye that I am? what am I to you? I know I used to, my pastor sing a song and said, I don't know what Jesus is to you, but I pray that he is to you, what he is to me. Jesus is all. He's all I like to own. He is my chief cornerstone. And, you know, I don't know what he is to you, but Peter said, he answered and said, hallelujah, thou art the Christ. Jesus, who do men say that you are? But they say this and they say that, but I say, oh, what are you all to me, thou art Christ? Hallelujah, hallelujah. I just felt that in my spirit, though he asked them a question, who do men say? But, oh, hallelujah. Who do men say that I am? But now, but whom say ye that I am? Hallelujah. He charged them that they should tell no man of him. And he began to teach them, hallelujah, that the Son of Man must suffer many things, hallelujah, and be rejected, praise the Lord, of the elders and of the chief. The priest and scribe and be killed, and after 3 days raised again. But he spake that saying openly, and Peter took him and began to beat him. But when he had turned about and looked on his disciples, he rebuked Peter, saying, get thee behind me, Satan, for thou favorest not the things that be of God, but the things that of men. See, you if you don't watch it, the same moment that God used you to say to answer a question, if you're not careful, the adversary will try to come in, and he oftentimes tries to imitate God when God moves a certain way. If you're not careful and you're not praying, if you're not watching, while you yet open that evilness to try to come in, when I would do good, evil is present on on another count, he had to rebuke him as well. But be careful when God uses you. Always pray. Oh, always pray that you stay on that straight and narrow. Because remember, you're now a target. Hallelujah. A target. Once God has used you, you become a target. A target for the adversary. So it's a must need that you stay praying, that you stay careful, that you stay humble, that you stay watchful. Hallelujah. Though he answered another count, he told flesh and blood. He did not reveal that to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So see, we're getting into spiritual sight, spiritual understanding. You know, hallelujah. God wants this personal walk with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He wants you to choose him, not just once, but again and again through your circumstances. This will give you strength to be able to make it, even when the adversary comes in, oh, and slips in, catch you off guard. You'll be able to repent quickly and get back on one accord with the Lord. See, because we don't understand all the tricks and the wiles of the devil, but if we keep Christ nigh to us and in our heart, God will help us see, oh, hallelujah, what we cannot see. He will help open up the blinded eyes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even at first you don't understand like the blind man did. Hallelujah. Oh, he asked him, thank you, Jesus. He asked him before, who? Asked him, what do you see? he asked him if he saw all. And he looked up and he said, I see me. But they know as they are trees walking. Hallelujah. So he needed another touch from the Lord. Mm-hmm. The Lord had to lay his hands upon him again, his eyes, and made him look up, restoring to him. And then when he touched him again, he saw everything clearly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many times we need to pray again? Hallelujah. How many times we need to ask of the Lord again, Lord? And he'd answer, tell him the heart of Christ. Charge him that they tell no man. But he explained to them, he began to teach them what he must needs suffer. Many things. Hallelujah. Many things he needs to suffer. And be rejected, hallelujah, of the elders and of the scribe, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. He explained to them that Peter thought he was doing something when he began to say, but Peter did not know what was just around the corner. Hallelujah. But the Lord knows. See, that's why we should pray and ask the Lord for his understanding. Hallelujah, for his sight. Lord is able to see around the corner when we can only see. Sometimes we only have tunnel vision, but the Lord can see all around about the past, the present, the future, all at the same time. Hallelujah. He worketh things for his glory and for every situation. Hallelujah, that we may gain strength. Hallelujah. And when he had called the people unto him, verse 34, when his disciples also, he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why it's good that we deny ourselves the things that what we want to seek after what God wants. That's when you start to pick up your cross, when you make sacrifices, even if it begins with your own self. Deny, verse 34 tells us, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Verse 35, but whosoever will save his life shall lose it. Hallelujah. This is Christ speaking here. Whosoever, hallelujah, hallelujah, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel, the same shall save it, whosoever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Matthew 10:38. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said this again in Matthew 10:38. He said that take not his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He that taketh not his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it. Oh, hallelujah. And he that lose his life for my sakes, he'll find it. He that receives, you receiveth me. And he that receiveth me, thank you, Jesus, receiveth him that sent me. Oh, hallelujah. I like when he said, whosoever will, he also used that whosoever will in an invitation. Whosoever will, he opened this thing up abroad. He went unto those and they rejected him. So he brought the chance, gave these old Gentiles a chance to be grafted in. Whosoever will, hallelujah, let him come. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. In this Matthew 10, chapter, the 37th verse, he said, he that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. He that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. With Christ needs to be first in every circumstance and every situation that we go to. He stresses this, you know, this is the way that we pick up our cross and we follow after him, denying ourselves, denying what we think, denying our own understanding, but seek after God's understanding, deny ourselves, hallelujah, because we've still been made perfect. Deny that which is important, hallelujah. But seek after that which is perfect, which is already complete. That we have to deny ourselves, hallelujah, and look towards that finished product. Take up verse 34 tells us in the 8th chapter of Mark, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Hallelujah. Verse 35, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake of the gospel, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? So he asks us another question. Oh, what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Think about it. If you it's good to do planning. You know, well, this will help me if I do this. This will help me if I do that. I'm trying to save my life, but it's good if we plan with God. It's good to have the savings. It's good to be in good health and eat healthy. Hallelujah. It's good to exercise. It's good to plan. It's good to be careful, a good steward over your money. But don't leave our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, by the way. Seek him first and he'll help you be a good steward. Seek him first and he'll help you do the things that you need to do. Hallelujah. To be able to at least make it to the 80 be wise in your living. Hallelujah. And in that way, God will help you. Hallelujah. Will help you save. Yes, Lord, your life. Hallelujah. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake. Hallelujah. The gospel, the same shall save it. What does it profit a man if he's gained the whole world and lose it all? So what shall a man give in exchange? What would you exchange? What is the hope? He asked this question, what shall a man give in exchange for a soul? What is so important to you that you'll give it all up? You'll give your very existence up to obtain that, but you're losing every time we choose pleasure over than choosing Christ. Every time we choose sin, oh hallelujah, you're losing. But when you choose the Lord, denying yourself and what He wants, hallelujah, whatsoever, therefore shall be ashamed of me. Whosoever shall be ashamed of me. Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh, oh hallelujah, in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. Oh hallelujah. Who can make a choice like that? Think about that when you're choosing sin. Think about that when you're letting your words run rapid because evil have set up in the heart, anger have set up in the heart. You say things that you don't mean, but you allow your members to be used, and you want evil to go forth, even if you have to provoke it yourself with your own mouth. Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me, of my words, in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh. Oh, then this is it right there. When he cometh in the glory of his Father with a holy angel. In the name of Jesus, is it whatever we're doing that's hindering our walk? Is it worth losing it all? Is it worth Christ being ashamed of you? Oh, is it worth being counted as a goat rather than a sheep? Is it worth being counted as a turd rather than a wheat? Is it worth being counted unrighteous than righteous? Thou lovest thou me more than these he has. Hallelujah. Yes, Peter, that you do you love me? Oh, hallelujah. Since he denied him, he had to show him they love him. And how do we show God that we love him? We feed our brothers, our sisters. Hallelujah. Feed them. Sometimes a good witness, a good showing of the Lord. Hallelujah. He told them at that time, don't tell anyone, but now he allowed us to go forth and tell. But are we telling people? We talk much, but are we telling them with our lives? Are we telling them with our walk? Are we showing them it can be done because God is blessing me to do it. Hallelujah. But don't look upon me. Look upon the one that liveth within me. Look unto the cornerstone that can fit together everything and make it work out for the good of them that love the Lord. Look unto, hallelujah, look unto the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. This is what I have for today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Someone want to come along and expound? One prayer? Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I just want to be a blessing. Oh, hallelujah. We thank God. We thank God. Thank you. Amen. As I give these nuggets that she so wonderfully passed along, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Crown of honor. Thank you, Lord. Oh, that's beautiful. Crowns of honor, the soldier twist a crown of thorns, oh Lord, and put it on his head. John 19:2. Oh, thank you, Jesus. God allows us, I can put this footnote in here, God allows us to suffer. And what a privilege it is to suffer with the Lord. You know, just think about that. Jesus was laid down before the foundation of the world. And he allowed us to go to experience some of that in our suffering. Oh, hallelujah. But he gives us strength even in our suffering. He teaches us lessons even in our suffering. Oh, and even when he allows us to suffer, when we get spiritually our eyes open, we love him for it. Oh, hallelujah. We count it as a privilege, even as a blessing, because we know if we suffer with him, hallelujah, one day, hey, we'll reign with him. Thank you, Jesus. It says that day crown, which is normally a symbol of royalty and honor, was turned into a tool of mockery and hate. Yet our Savior willingly wore that crown for us. Oh, bearing our sin and shame. Thank you, Lord God. The one who deserved the best of all crowns took the worst for us. And that's it. And he does that continuously. He does that. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Found him the Lord of life, who triumphed over the grave, who rose victorious in the strife for those who come to save. Without the cross, there could be no crown. Thank you, Jesus. Without the cross, without. See, suffering help you appreciate. Hallelujah. Though we get spoiled, though we get complacent, but a little suffering make you say, I need you, I need you. Every hour, I need you. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee, I need God. Let me to know that you realize that you need him. Oh, I need you every hour. I need you. Oh, bless hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Me now, my Savior, I come to thee. It's the unlikely. Thank you, sister. And it's the unlikely. Hallelujah. God in his grace can use anyone if we will allow his work to be done in us. We might be surprised at what he can do through us. Oh, beautiful. Thank you, Lord. God desires willing hearts ready to be used. Hallelujah. First chapter 25th through the 31st verse. God has chosen the weak things of the world to put the shame hallelujah. The things which are mighty. Think about that. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. And I'm thankful for it. He allows us to take up our own cross, to deny ourselves the agony even of our own personal cross. Hallelujah. Though we may carry it, but we're going to exchange it one day for a crown. Hallelujah. Our new name. Thank you, Lord. Our new name. Our new name, Revelation 2:12-17. I will also give that person a white stone with a new name written on it. I will also give that person a white stone with a new name written on it. Hallelujah. Jesus brings us freedom and new life and a new name. What new name do you think God might give to you? Hallelujah. Followers of Christ have a brand new identity. Oh, you're right about it. Hallelujah. Our new name. I'm glad with our new name, he knows it. Hallelujah. Because we have a new testimony. We can say, oh, how he walks with me. Oh, how he talks with me. Oh, how, I mean, in fellowship with the God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, day in and day out. When I choose the Lord, he comes. Oh, they tell us over in John, he comes to make his abode with us. When I choose him, when I choose him daily, daily, I'll prepare a place for him in my heart. Though he comes in humble with just a place, but the more you desire him, the more he takes over your whole heart, and you find yourself in sweet communion with him. You can sing the song, every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Oh, he walks with me, and he talks with me, and reminds me that I am his own. He lets me know I have a new name now. And with that new name, I have a new walk, a new talk, a new heart, new desires in my desire. Oh, hallelujah, that I please him. My desire, my hope is in Jesus, not in myself, because I have taken up my own cross. Hallelujah. And oh, how he walks with me. Oh, how he tells me that I am his own. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I'm trying to be the apple of his eye. I'm trying to love my fellow brother. And this is how I take up my cross. I'm praying for those that despitefully use me. It's how I take up my cross. Hallelujah. I'm not worried about my life, but I'm picking up that new life that he has for me. Hallelujah. There's this new way of living and giving. This new way of loving my brothers and my sisters. Hallelujah. In the family of Elohim. Hallelujah. In the family of God. Hallelujah. We thank God today. We thank him. We thank him for his blessings. Hallelujah. We thank him for what he has done and still doing. We thank him for the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. We thank him for the prayers that have went out. Hallelujah. We thank him for his golden, beautiful nuggets. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That I have given unto us. We thank for those that have been in attendance. Hallelujah. Thank for those that have turned aside that just want a closer walk with thee. Be thankful for those that just want to listen. Hallelujah. Well, I know even in the listening, God is doing something when he allows words to be received into the ears and be meditated upon. Oh, hallelujah. It gets into the heart and it starts to move and cause change to come about. We thank God. Hallelujah. We thank God for his love, his mercy, and his grace. Hallelujah. If there be one, if there be another, hallelujah, now's the time. If you want to push the one button to say, oh, I love you, Lord. Or if you want prayer, hallelujah, hallelujah. Sometimes it's good to just say, Lord, I just want what you want for me. Hallelujah. I'm not asking nothing of myself, but Lord, I want what you want. Hallelujah. For me, hallelujah, because you know what I cannot see, what I'm yet blind, and you know how to open up my sight, Father God. We thank God on today in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done. If there be no one pushing the one, but we'll pray because I want to thank him. We'll pray because I want to tell him I love him. We'll pray because I want to thank him for what he has done. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. And I tell you this one thing, no matter how dark the day may look to some, hallelujah, but if we you thank him for what he has done, you're creating a space of what he will do. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. When you thank him for what he has done, you allow him. You're allowing, Lord God, a space and opportunity for him to do something for you. Hallelujah. Just thank him. Thank him for trials and tribulation. Thank him for the sun. Thank him for the rain. Thank him for the clouds. Thank him for being even rejected. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Because we know we're in good company because he was rejected. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But oh, hallelujah. Allow space in your heart in the name of Jesus. Though men reject Jesus, create another space in your heart for him. Hallelujah. Give him a home even in your heart in the name of Jesus. As we pray, Father God in heaven, Father, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we on our hearts. Thank you, oh, Father, for your goodness. We're so thankful for your mercy. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to be in attendance once again to come and sit down and reason in your word. Thank you for the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. As you allow the Holy Spirit to bless our hearts, Father God. Bless our hearts, Father God, to be what you want for us, Father God, and not so selfish of what we want for ourselves. But, Father God, let us know you know the tomorrow. Hallelujah. You know the next hour. Hallelujah. Bless us to be in accord with what you want, Father God, for it will be made better. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We read in your word, Father God, that he that tries to save his own life lose it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But let us lose our life in you, Father God. Be so wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up in the things that you want for us, Father God. So we no more live, but you live within us. Oh, hallelujah. As you show us the way to go, which way to turn, oh, which way to walk, what to say. Vessels for thee in the name of Jesus. We love you, and we're thankful for what you have done. Thank you for what you're doing right now. Thank you for the joy, hallelujah, within our heart. Thank you for how you comfort hearts that was hurting, Father God. Thank you how you wound. Oh, you were wounded, Father God. Thank you for your wounds, Father God. You were so wounded until you can understand, hallelujah, what we feel, what we go through, Father. But we know that you are a comforter of every broken heart, Father. We know you are a healer of every affliction in the name of Jesus. Oh, we bind in the name of Jesus sickness in the name of Jesus. We bind it. Hallelujah. Bad health, we bind it in the name of Jesus, in the name that is above every name, hallelujah, in the name that where every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord, hallelujah, for your Lord in our lives, and we thank you, and we love you, Father God. Bless those, Father, with traveling grace as they travel on the journey, on the jobs, Father, bless them. Keep us as we even travel in this spiritual walk, Father. Bless us, oh, to always go the right way, Father God. And when we stray, Father God, allow that Holy Spirit to convict us that we may get back on the path and walk the way you intend us to walk in Jesus' name. Thank you for the message, the messenger. Thank you for the listeners. In the name of Jesus, I want to tell you that we love you. Oh, Lord God, we love you and we're thankful. We're thankful, so thankful for you. Thank you for this blessing. Thank you for this blessing. Thank you for this blessing. In Jesus' name is our prayer, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Thank you for every victory, Father God. Oh, we heard yesterday victories you have done. We Thank you for the victory of healing, Father God. Oh, our brother that we pray for, thank you for healing in the name of Jesus. Thank you for Brian, have you touched his voice? You've given him strength, healing, Father. Thank you for Brother Nutty, how you blessed him and kept him in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God. Testimonies, how you have given strength to where strength was needed, healing to where healing was needed. We thank you and we give you the victory. Hallelujah. We thank you and we praise you for every mountaintop, every valley. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, and we love you in Jesus' name. Thank you for all those you have kept. We thank you. We thank you, all those you have kept. Thank you, Father God, all in the yet keeping. In Jesus' name is our prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
Serving the Lord will pay off after a while. Serving God, it'll pay off. After a while, oh yeah, just keep working every day, whatever is right. After a while, I've got to keep on working.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I have. Because I want my starry crown. I know my way. My way will get brighter, even though my friend sometimes let me down. And oh, what a time it will be when my Savior I'll see serving the Lord, and oh, it'll pay off after a while.